Hey there, beautiful people. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Mom Mindset. We're diving into something super important today, patience, specifically with ourselves. Now, I know what you're thinking, patience. Isn't that like a mythical unicorn for moms? Trust me, I feel you. There are days when patience sounds more like an alien language than a real emotion. But guess what? It's absolutely possible to cultivate more patience with ourselves, and it starts right now. You know those moments when you trip over your own feet, forget your keys for the third time this week, or just feel like you're running on fumes? Yeah, we've all been there. But instead of beating ourselves up, imagine if we could meet those moments with a little bit of grace and understanding. That's where self-patience comes in. It's about accepting our imperfections, celebrating our wins, and acknowledging that growth takes time. Think of it like this. We wouldn't expect a seedling to blossom into a magnificent oak tree overnight, right? So why do we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect all the time? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become more patient with yourself every single day. 1. Recognize your humanness. First things first, remember that you are human. We're all going to make mistakes, have off days, and struggle sometimes. It's part of being alive. Embracing our imperfections instead of fighting them is a huge step towards self-acceptance and patience. Think of it like this. Those little stumbles and slip-ups, they're just opportunities to learn, grow, and become stronger. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, the present moment is all we truly have? It's so true. When we get caught up in worrying about the past or stressing about the future, it's like we're missing out on the beauty of right now. Mindfulness practices like meditation or even just taking a few deep breaths can help us stay grounded in the present moment and cultivate more patience. It's like hitting the reset button on your mind and giving yourself permission to just be. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic. The one who's constantly putting you down and telling you you're not good enough. We need to silence that voice. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Instead of saying I messed up, try I learned something from this experience. See the difference? It's all about reframing your perspective and being kind to yourself. 4. Celebrate small victories. We often get so focused on the big goals that we forget to celebrate the little wins along the way. Finished a load of laundry? High five. Got everyone out the door on time. You're amazing. Acknowledge those small victories. They add up and make all the difference in building self-confidence and patience. Remember, you're doing great even when it doesn't feel like it. 5. Give yourself permission to rest. This is a big one, friends. We're constantly told to hustle, grind, and do more, but true success comes from balance. It's okay to say no sometimes, to take breaks, and to prioritize self-care. Think of it like this. You can't pour from an empty cup. When we rest and recharge, we have more patience and energy to give to ourselves and the people around us. Let me share a quick story with you to illustrate this. Last week, I was trying to get everything done for a big deadline, work projects, family errand, you name it. I felt like I was running on fumes, constantly feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Then I realized I needed a break. So I took myself out for a walk in the park, listened to some music, and just breathed. That little moment of self-care completely shifted my energy. When I came back, I was more focused, patient, and able to tackle the rest of my day with a smile. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you become more patient with yourself every single day. Remember, practice makes perfect, and it's okay if some days are harder than others. Just keep showing up for yourself with kindness, understanding, and a whole lot of love. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to be more patient with yourself? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's spread some self-love and patience vibes together. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes of Mom Mindset. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.